I want to talk electric cars for the moment, though. They are, of course, the environmentally friendly option for road users. And there's some good news. They are getting cheaper and cheaper. In fact, according to Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg, who was quoting some statistical trends, he reckons that the next time Australians buy a car, they'll consider buying electric. But the price of cars, is it the only thing we should be worried about? Or is there actually a bit more to it than just how much we're willing to spend in terms of getting more electric cars on the road? Well, Gail Broadbent is a postgraduate researcher of electric vehicles at the Uni of New South Wales and a former New South Wales Transport Policy Advisor. Gail, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, why won't everyone suddenly be driving electric cars in the next few years if the price of the cars themselves gets lower and lower?
Well, I think the main thing that we found in our research at UNSW is that people are actually more concerned about getting to a destination that's not within the range of the vehicle without running out of charge. They what's called range anxiety is the bigger fear than not being prepared to pay a bigger price for the vehicle. So that would be the main thing. But also you do have to remember that not everybody buys a new car. So, you know, we have to wait till there's a bit of a second-hand market. But I think the concern about range anxiety is a valid concern, because let's say I want to drive from, say, Sydney to Canberra, that's 300 kilometres roughly. With the new generation of vehicles, that's going to be fine. You'll be able to do that. But not everybody starts in the middle of Sydney. And, you know, they might be going further than Canberra. So they're going to have to be able to recharge on the way. And it's that lack of a network of recharges that people are concerned about.
Well, let's talk charging for a second, because I think there's a lot of confusion from people who haven't experienced electric cars about what that really means. I mean, are we talking about this adding thousands of dollars to a home electricity bill?
Oh, certainly not.
Yes.
No. It's probably about a third of the price to use an electric car if you're using exclusively electricity charged at night. So as long as your home has off-peak rates, you'll only pay about a third of the price for recharging your car than you would to pay for petrol to get around.
So
it's a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper. And I think that's been sort of, I don't know how well that's been communicated, to be honest.
Probably not, because there's not a lot of communication. I think, unfortunately, the people with the loudest voices are the ones that are putting their hand up saying no. And they jump in all guns blazing saying, no, we can't possibly look to the future. We're just going to sit in the past. And they say things that gets a lot of attention in the media, and unfortunately the facts don't get a chance to get out there because they actually lie to you. So, you know, I have my opinion about these people, but...
Look, in terms of charging when you're on the road, you know, we've seen in other countries a lot of infrastructure put in for charging stations that have been carefully calculated to be in the exact areas. We haven't seen a lot of love for that sort of investment in Australia, though, have we?
No, and I actually don't understand what the lack of enthusiasm is. I mean, you know, I don't recommend that you subsidise the vehicles, because that's a very expensive undertaking. And, you know, eventually the price will come down. Within 5 years, we're going to see price equivalency and a lot more lower price models. But even, you know, manufacturers like VW have said we are not going to import them, even the cheaper ones that they do have already in Europe. We're not going to import them if we don't have a network of recharges. And I think that that's where the sticking point is. And to be honest, a network of recharges that's reasonable, I mean, goodness me, the Labor government in Queensland have started investing in that already. So I don't understand what the reluctance is from other areas of government. I really can't understand it. We don't have a homegrown car manufacturing industry to protect anymore, so that can't be the reason. I just don't understand at all, because you would think the electricity providers would be right onto this, as they are in America and so on. It's the electricity providers that are getting right in there behind this, because it means more sales for them. So what the stoppage is, I don't know.
Is some of it the tyranny of distance that Australia always has? You know, the size of this country means that maybe someone doesn't want to put in a recharging station in a perfect area that isn't actually a well-populated area, though you're only hoping for people to go through.
Well, I would suggest that we don't have to expect that 100% of people are going to go electric. Of course, there are always going to be some people, for whatever reason, that it doesn't suit them, the type of travel they do it doesn't suit, but I can tell you that for most Australians, the type of travel that most Australians do is local with the occasional trip long distance. Most of those are going to be on the eastern seaboard. That's where most Australians live, so that's where most of the travel is. The tyranny of distance is this, esoteric idea in people's heads that actually doesn't exist for most Australians. But most Australians don't do these huge long trips. Now, if you're a grey nomad and you want to be pulling a caravan, maybe that's not the kind of vehicle for you. But for everybody else who's just doing their local trips, running around with the kids, going to school, doing their shopping, that kind of travel, it's perfect. It's already been demonstrated in Norway, which I might tell you has people in Norway, which is, you know, less population than us, they do more daily travel than we do. On average, we do 36 kilometres a day. On average, they do 40 kilometres a day. So, you know, this tyranny of distancing is a furphy. It's just not true for most Australians. As I said, there's always going to be the exception, but, you know, for most people, it's not true that you have to worry about it. And I think as long as there's a network of fast recharges on the main intercity routes, we'd be fine.
Gail, is the tipping point inevitable? Do we just have to see a future where at some point more cars on Australian roads are going to be electric than not?
Yeah. And it's the price because, you know, when people buy a car, it's a big purchase, second only to your home. It's a big purchase. You think about price first. So even if all the other factors stacked up, you go, oh, I don't think so. I can't afford that extra few thousand up front. Even though already right now, if you bought an electric car over a period of time, you would in fact save money because the cost of fuel. But, you know, the upfront price is what people worry about, and that's their first concern. Even if you could afford it, then it becomes the network. But, you know, for the people who can afford it right now, the lack of the network is the thing that stops them. And it's when I did my surveys of Australian drivers, that was the main thing that was coming out, the price and the lack of the network.
Well, let's see if that can get shaken up in the next few years. Gail Broadbent, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Gail is a postgraduate researcher of electric vehicles at the Uni of New South Wales and, as I said, former New South Wales Transport Policy Advisor. We might be looking at a little bit longer before electric cars take off. But as Gail said, the tipping point is inevitable.